Well, and actually staying with that baseball theme, Kim, let's talk about what the next inning would be for the marketing season.
Well, once the wheat's in the bin, then you got to market it, or you got to sell it. Of course, there's the old standby, third, a third, and a third, third at harvest, third September, October, final third November, Dece. You stagger it over the market, you take an average price. Producers that need the money, that can't afford a lower price, then I think they should sell a higher percentage at harvest. You could always sell it at harvest and buy call option contracts. There's several strategies you can look at. It's important, though, to have a written marketing strategy before you get up to bat.
Okay, let's talk about this. December, you know, the end of December is a long time away. Price could actually do a lot of things. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, that's hard to call because the U.S. wheat crop is only going to be about 7.7% of the world's wheat crop. We're going to export less than 20% of the world's exports. And you can remember, go back 15, 20 years ago, we were exporting, 30, 40%. So what we're looking at there, with the foreign crops coming in the August-September time period, if those come in above expectations, we could see price at this level or lower. If we get a short crop somewhere, then we could see prices with the tight stocks in the U.S., we could see prices increase dramatically and get back up to that $7.50, $7.60. So I'm looking at a spread between about $6.50 and maybe $7.50, $7.60.
Okay, you alluded to the Kim Anderson patented third, third, and third. Of those three, which one would you recommend?
Well, that's going to depend on my financial position and the risk that I can afford to take. Given that the price is going to depend on foreign crops, I think if I've got to have the funds, I'm going to go ahead and sell my crop. It's going to cost me 40 or 50 cents to if I come in with options, something like that. But I'm probably going to sell at least half of it if I can't afford the risk. But you know me, I like to sell a third now, a third September, October, the final third November, Dece.
Okay, one last question. Looking into your crystal ball, let's talk about June 2015. What do you think the world will be like?
I think our prices will be relatively good. Our average price is around $6.50. I think we'll be there or higher because U.S. stocks are tight now, and they're going to get tighter as we get into that 14-15 marketing year. So I see prices average or better.
Okay, Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.